I know my occupation. I get paid to rock the nation. Roland
Martin. Hold it now.
From our DC studios, Roland Martin, happy King Day.
Happy King Day, Tom. It was a tough loss for my Houston Texans, but one hell of a game yesterday. Enjoyed it. The folks at Cuyahoga Community College in Cleveland all said hello, Tom. They were just had a great time yesterday, and they really, really said tell the whole family hello. So it was great. And Washington and Lee University, I'll see you guys tonight in Lexington, Virginia. So that's how it is for us around King Day. We don't get rest, Tom. always busy. Folks, joining us today is our guest on MLK Day is someone who's a bad brother, a fellow alpha brother. He is, of course, got to get that in now. Come on now, King was an alpha. I'm an alpha. Andrew Young, former ambassador at Mayor of Atlanta. Sir, how you doing?
I'm doing great. But you know you said about no rest? My old folks used to say, there's no rest for the wicked. and the righteous don't need any.
Good one.
Well, you know, somebody got to keep giving them hell. On this day, Ambassador Young, what would you say to the people who go to MLK events? How should they view these events? Do you see it as a recommitment to what Dr. King lived for, as opposed to just checking off the program?
I think we still don't understand. We don't realize what this man said. He said we could love our enemies. That means we can love the hell out of Iran. We don't need, there is no wartime answer to our tensions with Iran. That the places where we have enemies in the world, Cuba, Zimbabwe, North Korea, and Iran, they're the only countries we don't talk to. They were not, never been nearly the threat that Russia and China were, but we reached out, we talked to Russia and China, and we made them somewhat allies. We've at least avoided war.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Jimmy Carter doesn't get enough credit, but when he asked me to go to the UN, he did something no other president's ever done. He gave me a little note saying, Andy, I want you to go to Africa and ask African leaders what they expect of this administration.
Mm.
He sent us down to Panama, and he said, what is it that the Panamanians really want from the United States? See, we would have been at war in all those places. He got Egypt and Israel together. It is possible to talk your way through your problems with your enemies.
Hmm. But doesn't that require strong moral leadership and a willingness to simply not buckle to the opposition and just go out the safe way?
Well, it does. And I'm not saying we don't have that. I'm saying that we have not paid a great deal of attention to. But we have. We have unwound the foreign policy of Bush. But hopefully in the second term, we will begin to fulfill Martin Luther King's dream to put an end not only to racism, where I think we've made some serious progress, and why we made progress in war, but we've made little or no progress in poverty.
Mm.
And that's the area, and I'm not talking about now just poor people in the United States. One of the things that's happened, I was out in Seattle, and people were complaining about all the turmoil all over the world. I said, well, y'all caused it. I said, when you put Boeing, Microsoft, and Starbucks together, you create revolutions all over the place. You know, the Bible, just the printing of the Bible in the 15th century created almost 200 years of war. And so the social change and the technical change that this president has had to deal with is unknown in humankind.
I got to ask you this, and this is very critical. Young people, I constantly hear all the time. They say, man, I wish these old folks get out the way and let us do things and just hand us the baton. But people forget, you were 22. Dr. King was 25. I mean, John Lewis was 18. You guys didn't ask somebody for a baton. Y'all said, let's run our own damn race.
No, what we find ourselves in a situation, and with great respect, we confronted the leadership that went ahead, and we knew we would not have been able to do what we had done if it had not been for what the NAACP had done. We wouldn't have been able to put together the things that that we were able to do. My getting 100 businessmen together in Birmingham to kind of settle the thing was a precedent set by Whitney Young and the Urban League over a decade or so. So business people were used to coming to the table talking to us because they had talked to Whitney and the Urban League about other things. Mm. I was in South Africa last week at the 100th anniversary of the African National Congress. Mm-hmm. And it's amazing that black folk in South Africa have stayed together for 100 years, and they still are together. Now, that doesn't mean they don't have arguments. It doesn't mean everybody agrees with everybody on everything, but they have run that liberation movement for South Africa,
yep,
and the continent for 100 years, and it's been brains that has, you know, the young men, when I talk to them, they say, well, I say, how is it that you all are so wise? They said, look, we spent 10 years together at Nelson Mandela University.
Mm.
That's the prison on Robben Island. We have to think our way through the problems of the world together.
And well, Ambassador,
Well,
Ambassador Young, first of all, you a living legend, and we give props to our living legends, and keep doing your thing, and never, ever, ever stop fighting. We appreciate all that you have done, as well as Dr. King and so many others.
Well, and I'm very proud of you all, because I can keep up with what's going on all over the country and the world every morning with you. God bless you.
God bless you,
sir. Ambassador. You take care.
All right.
I look forward, one of the things Tom, I look forward to King Day is talking to Andy Young.
Right.
And great point. Tom mentioned he was a pastor. Go on right ahead. Acknowledge him.
26 past the hour.